Good morning. Hey, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's the name of this program that you can hear every Sunday at this time on CHUO at 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. It's a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s to the 1950s. Those were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, of great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. I'm David Peel, and these are songs I've heard before. Perhaps you've heard them too, but even if you haven't, I hope you'll join me for an hour and listen to some old records and hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. And today we're going to listen to songs by Perry Como, one of the most popular singers of the last century. He was born in May 1912, and he died in May 2001. But it's not because of those anniversaries that we're going to hear a few of his records this morning. It's because this week marks the birthday of a dear friend and faithful listener, and Perry Como is her favorite singer. So for Helen and everybody else who likes him, here's Perry Como.
Oh, it's a good day for singing this song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day,
it's a comfy day
for shining your shoes, and it's a good day
if you want a silver
for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, cause it's a good day from morning till night.
You're right!
I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're going to make a showing, and you know you've got to ride away, cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath, throw away all your pills, cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Just this very day I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine.
Why don't you rise and shine?
You know you gotta get going if you wanna make a showing, and you know you've got the right of way,
cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath, oh, throw away all your pills, cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Say that again.
Oh, it's a good day from morning till night.
That's what he said.
Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true.
And I hope whatever you've got to do,
something that can be done by two,
for I'd really like to stay.
It's a lovely day today,
got something that must be done,
and it can only be done by one.
There is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. Got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one. There is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying,
what a lovely day for saying,
it's a lovely day for saying,
it's a lovely day.
As you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart.
Young at heart.
And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start. Are among the very young at heart.
Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far.
Look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part,
head start. If you are among the very young at heart.
Well, a little bit of Perry Como. My apologies. We're having much more difficulty getting started today than usual. I'm not sure just what's wrong, but there seem to be some problems. Anyway, we're listening today to songs by Perry Como. What we heard, at least most of what we heard, was It's a Good Day, a 1947 song written by Peggy Lee and Dave Barber. And Perry was accompanied by the Ray Charles Singers. Then with the Fontaine Sisters, we heard It's a Lovely Day Today, written by Irving Berlin for his 1950 Broadway show Call Me Madam. And finally, we heard Young at Heart, which was a big hit for Frank Sinatra in 1954. Well, Perry Como, as I mentioned, was born in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, in 1912. He was the seventh son of 13 children of immigrants from Italy who worked in the mines in that area. But he wasn't interested in the mines. He wanted to do something else, and he became a barber and owned his own business while he was still a teenager. But he loved singing, and in 1933, at the age of 21, he auditioned for bandleader Freddie Carlone in Cleveland and got the job. He also married his high school sweetheart, Roselle, and started touring in Ohio and Pennsylvania with the band. He did well, and in 1936 he moved to a band with a national reputation, led by Ted Weems, that brought him wide exposure on radio and on tour and on records. Como stayed with him until the band broke up in 1942 when Weems enlisted in the U.S. Armed Forces. This was the middle of the Second World War, and the music business, like many others, was in some turbulence. Perry Como decided to go back to barbering, but was told that he really should continue in his singing career with an agent who booked him into New York clubs and theaters and got him a radio show. By early 1943, he was rivaling Frank Sinatra with teenage screams and lineups around the block for his shows. He signed with RCA Victor Records that year, and he stayed with that company for the rest of his recording years. Well, we're going to hear a few more songs now. Songs from, well, the 1940s, late 40s, and early 50s. We'll begin, in fact, with a song published in 1934, but which was a big hit in 1951, and a million seller for Perry Como, called If. Then, with a hit that was first heard in 1900, When You Were Sweet 16, which he made a hit in 1947, and then from 1949, I Don't See Me in Your Eyes Anymore. Let's listen to more recordings by Perry Como.
Oh, it's a good day for singing this song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. If they made me a king, I'd be but a slave to you. If I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. If I ruled the night, stars and moons so bright, still I'd turn for light to you. Me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you.
If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't the right to you. If I rule the night, stars and moon so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my need to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I hadn't the right to. First I saw the love light in your eyes. I dreamed the world held not but joy for me. And even though we drifted far apart, I never dream but what I dream of thee. I love you as I never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come to me, or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you.
When you were sweet, 16.
I don't see me. In your eyes anymore. Oh, why can't I make them shine as before? I don't see you or your heart. Kiss when you should sigh that your mind you resist. There was a time life was fine, love was ecstasy. But now I doubt what the outcome will be. I pray you'll say I'm the one you adore. Then I me in your eyes as before.
Hit recordings, If from 1951, When You Were Sweet 16 from 1947, and I Don't See Me in Your Eyes Anymore from 1949. Well, we're listening this morning to songs by Perry Como. By 1945, Perry Como was a major star in popular music, with several hit records every year, and an important radio show. He was firmly in the big leagues with Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, and began to develop the casual, easygoing image that became so much of his persona. He still favored songs with slow tempos and big finishes, like If, which we just heard, but the music business was changing, and in the late 40s and 50s, he recorded more loud songs with snappy tempos, too. His radio show moved to television at the end of 1948, and he adapted his skills to the new medium, and in 1955, he began hosting an hour-long musical variety show that lasted for 8 years and eventually topped the ratings. Of course, he used it to introduce and promote his records. And even as rock and roll became the main trend, his records, including his versions of rock and roll songs, sold in the millions. By the late 50s and early 60s, Perry Como was an institution. His television program had almost made him part of the family for millions of North Americans, and his warm, relaxed manner made him the definition of mellow. After about 15 years on television, his ratings began to sag a little bit, but Como gave up his weekly show and began doing television specials, 8 a year. Over the next quarter of a century, he continued occasionally on television, became a big name in Las Vegas, and kept on making records and record albums, but without the number one hits that he used to have. But it was enough to keep him a household name and very popular indeed. Well, now, if we can get everything functioning here, we're going to hear a few more songs by Perry Como. These are Broadway songs, which I hope you'll enjoy. If we succeed, we'll hear Make Someone Happy from the 1961 musical Do Re Mi. We'll hear Two Lost Souls, which he sings with J.P. Morgan, from the 1955 musical Damn Yankees. And from 1964's show Fiddler on the Roof, we'll hear Sunrise, Sunset. Keep your fingers crossed.
Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? Did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday that they turn on Sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and tears. Just great.
Ain't it just grand?
We got each other. Two lost a sister, a brother. But ain't it just great?
Ain't it just grand?
We got each other. Two lost ships on a stormy sea. One with no sail
and one with no rudder.
But ain't it just great? We got each other. Two lost sheep in the wilds of the hills, far from the other Jacks and Jills.
We wandered away and went astray, but we ain't fussin', 'cause we got us, and we're two lost souls on the highway of life, and there is no one with whom we would rather.
Say, ain't it just great?
And ain't it just grand?
We got each other. Said no, so we eloped. And though we ain't got a castle for which we hoped, we got a lot, because we got each other.
Well, they always say two out of three is not bad, so we've managed to get Sunrise, Sunset from Fiddler on the Roof and Two Lost Souls from Damn Yankees, Perry Como, the second one sung with J.P. Morgan. We will now go on to a few more songs from a period that this show doesn't usually hear music from, the 1960s and even into the 1970s. But that was a big part of Perry Como's career as a household institution, and it was also the time when Helen saw him in performance, and we're actually marking her birthday today with some songs by Perry Como. So here from the 1960s and 1970s are four songs sung by Perry Como. Moon River by Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini. How Insensitive, a 1966 recording of a song by Antonio Carlos Jobim, a great Brazilian composer. Then we'll hear two songs that were hits for Perry in the 1970s, 40 years almost after he began recording It's Impossible and I Love You So. But with the Ray Charles Singers now, here's Perry Como and Moon River.
The most beautiful sound I ever heard.
Maria. Such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows and waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend.
And me.
how insensitive I must have seemed when she told me that she loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when she told me so sincerely. Why, she must have asked, do I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over? Now she's gone away and I'm alone with a memory of her last look, vague and drawn and sad. I see it still, all her heartbreak in that last look. How she must have asked, could I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can one do when a love affair is over? What can you do when a love affair is over? It's over. Sun to leave the sky is just impossible. It's impossible. Ask a baby not to cry. It's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you going through me? Split the second that I never think of you. Oh, how impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore? It's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever want for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love, it's just impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore, it's just impossible. If I had you, could I ever want for more? It's just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I'd get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it. For to live without your love is just impossible. 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 And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me, and you love me too, your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but life is dead. That is my belief. And yes, I know shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're
from 1973, Perry Como, and I Love You So. Before that, we heard It's Impossible, which was a top 10 song in 1971 in the recording by Perry Como. We also heard How Insensitive and Moon River. Well, we're coming to the end of our program. It isn't quite what I had hoped and expected it would be this morning. We've had some problems here in the studio, but at least we'll have the opportunity to close with a couple of fine recordings by Perry Como, back to somewhat earlier years and more classic songs. Let's begin with this one. Well, let's try again. It doesn't sound too good for this one, does it? Let's see what happens.
Really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me.
Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I? Whether near or far away, may you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with the sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows, never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Songs recorded by Perry Como. First we heard Over the Rainbow, the Descant, was sung by Sally Sweetland. That, of course, was from The Wizard of Oz by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg from 1939. And then we heard the Meredith Willson song, May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You. Meredith Willson went on to write The Music Man and The Unsinkable Molly Brown. That song was written as the closing theme for Tallulah Bankhead's radio program called The Big Show in the early 1950s. Well, we've been listening today, not quite as I had hoped to do, to some recordings by Perry Como, who was born in 1912 and died in 2001. He was an entertainer for more than 50 years, with tremendous popularity in recordings, on radio and television, concerts, in nightclubs, and at Las Vegas in his later years. I hope that you've enjoyed hearing him again, and especially you, Helen. I wish you a very happy birthday. I'm David Peel. I hope that you'll join me again next Sunday morning, when I hope we'll have a little better progress on the technical side of things, and we'll be listening to some more music from the golden age of popular song, the years from the 1920s to the 1950s, here on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. The program is called I've Heard That Song Before.